My name is Lucas. I'm 6 years old, and you're listening to the Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Mr. Lucas. Good morning, kids commuters. We continue with Mother Goose Sweet Week, music by our friend Maurice Ravel. Now, you remember yesterday, we heard that fairy tale about Laideronnette, the Empress of the Pagodas, and the Green Serpent, two characters that were very, very ugly on the outside and very beautiful on the inside. That's a pretty common fairy tale theme. Today, we're continuing with another story that has that similar theme, Beauty and the Beast. You may remember, Beauty was sent to live with a terrifying beast who is also, secretly, a wonderful person, and her love for him breaks the spell that he's under and returns him to his true form. Now, Ravel has built musical clues for all of these events into the music for you to listen for today. So the first thing you'll hear is music that describes Beauty. So, of course, she's beautiful. It's beautiful. And then music that describes the beast, which will be very low-sounding and interesting. After that, there's a little pause, and then a long section that describes musically Beauty declaring her love for the beast. And when that happens, their two sets of music combine. So again, first listen for Beauty, then listen for the beast, then listen for the two of them together. And then after that, you'll hear the magic when the beast changes into his true form, which is that of a handsome prince. Nina Flyer plays the cello, Kie Nagatini plays the piano, and David Ogden Steers will tell us a little bit of the story. These are Conversations of Beauty and the Beast by Ravel.
When I think of how good-hearted you are, you don't seem so ugly.
Oh my, yes, I have a kind heart, but I'm a monster.
There are many men more monstrous than you.
If I had wit, I'd think of a fine compliment to thank you, but I'm only a beast.
She had been the beast's captive guest for so many days. Her feelings had gone through anger and fear and restlessness. She was not disposed to think of him with a touch of maidenly warmth. Some days after this exchange, the beast made good to ask,
Beauty, will you marry me?
No, Beast. Her father was not well, and Beauty begged to visit him. The Beast relented and allowed her a short visit, demanding her quick return. But her visit was long, and the Beast missed her so that he became very ill. When at last Beauty came back, Beast had just breath enough left to say,
I'll die happy, since I've had the pleasure of seeing you again.
No, dear Beast, you will not die. You shall live to be my husband. And the Beast vanished, and at her feet she now found a prince more handsome than love itself. He thanked her for breaking the spell that had bound him.
And so Beauty's love transforms the Beast, and they live, say it with me now, happily ever after. Conversations of Beauty and the Beast by Maurice Ravel from the Mother Goose Suite. Hope you enjoyed that. Tomorrow we're going to have a musical peek into an enchanted garden with Maurice Ravel. Hope you have a wonderful day today and see the beauty in everybody. And we'll see you here at this time tomorrow. Hasta mañana.